With news from Gibson and surrounding counties, I'm Cliff Ingram reporting. We'll have today's news coming up. Here's the news for Wednesday, March 3rd, 2021. The ordinance passed in Gibson County last year to control land use in unincorporated areas of the county is repealed. Gibson County Commissioners voted 2-1 Tuesday night to overturn that law, with the two votes coming from commissioners who were elected last fall on campaigns against zoning. The board then voted on a resolution to disband the Advisory Plan Commission, the group that held numerous public hearings and assembled the details of that ordinance. Commissioners then introduced two new ordinances, one that would control wind turbine development and the other solar farms, with both passing first reading. The proposed laws, though, could face a rocky future as lawmakers in Indianapolis are now considering a bill that would eliminate patchwork regulations in counties across the state on wind and solar energy, giving more control of that to the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission. State health officials again dropped the age limit to receive the coronavirus vaccine. Tuesday morning, the age limit changed to those 55 and up, in addition to long-term care residents, healthcare workers, and first responders. COVID-19 vaccines are available in Gibson County at two locations, a hospital and at the clinic at the fairgrounds operated by the Gibson County Health Department. To get an appointment at either location, visit the website ourshot.in.gov. And only one new coronavirus case reported in Gibson County yesterday by state health officials. They add the 7-day rolling positivity rate for all tests administered is now 4.1%, and for those tested for the first time, it's 12.8%. The county remains in the blue or the lowest risk category for the risk of spread of the virus, with 5,333 first doses of the vaccine distributed in Gibson County. Wildlife officials say they now know what killed a large number of snow geese that have been found in Gibson County. Since the first of the year, some 176 birds have been found dead, a small number of the thousands that are present in the region, but enough to cause alarm. The National Wildlife Health Center is a division of the USGS and published the results of a study on those dead birds, finding that the cause is avian cholera, but they add that poses little risk to either humans or the commercial poultry industry. And Republican Todd Young, one of Indiana's two U.S. senators, has announced he's seeking re-election. Young's bid for a second term in the 2022 election was widely anticipated, and he announced his intentions in a video posted online Tuesday. Young was congressman for 6 years before winning the Senate seat in 2016. In sports, boys high school basketball sectional play from last night, opening round games. In the 4A sectional at Evansville North, North beat Castle 63-61 and Central over Jasper 50-46. In 3A at Washington, Sullivan beat the host Hatchets by a final of 66-57. And at Boonville, Heritage Hills down Memorial 46-39, then Boonville beat Memorial 48-35. In the 2A sectional at Eastern Green, South Knox falls to Linton 50-35, and at Southridge, the host team down Mater Dei 50-39. And at the Class A sectional at Wood Memorial last night, the Trojans advance with a 46-26 win over Kendleton, and Day School beat Northeast Dubois 47-43. And the University of Southern Indiana women's basketball team forced to pull out of their conference tournament because of a COVID exposure. They were set to be a third seed in GLVC play and host William Jewell tonight, but they won't be able to play, now hoping for an at-large bid into the NCAA Division II tournament that will follow. I'm Cliff Ingram reporting.